Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Hey, welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut as we continue our season of film, shall we say, scores. Well, this is a score, but there's a bit of singing in it as well. The Thomas Crown Affair. Of course, the 1968 version with Steve McQueen and Faye Dunaway and Pearl Burke. This film, the heist movie, was actually directed by Norman Jewison, and we did a film of his a little while ago called Fiddler on the Roof. Bit of a contrast, mind you. Well, the film was nominated for two Academy Awards, winning Best Original Song for Michel Legrand's The Women of Your Mind, of course, sung by Noel Harrison. There was a remake released in 1999, but we won't go there. Here's the trailer that I sort of kind of did a bit of editing on because it's been updated and it's a bit different.
Let's start with the money.
Well, I don't have it.
What would you do if you did? $2,600,000 in cash. Knew the bank routine, he knew the layout.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Now, wait a minute.
That's
never
pure geometry.
What was in line was $4 million. What was $2 million more?
What do you get for a man who has everything?
So is that what it all comes down to?
And whose head are you after?
Yours.
Mine?
Socially acceptable, smart as a whip, and plenty of money.
Eddie, I know he's our man. I know it. I feel it. I know he's our man, Eddie.
You don't expect us to take the loss of over $2 million lying down, do you?
Jesus, you are something else.
Always get your man?
Of course.
Think you'll get me?
Play something else.
Now, wait a minute, baby. We're in this together. Very clever. You lied to me.
It'd be a shame to have to give all this up. Wouldn't it?
We made a deal.
Your job? What the hell kind of a job is that?
Crazy. It can't be done.
Yes, the Thomas Crown Affair. Wonderful, wonderful, brilliant jazz music from Michel Legrand. And it's going to be a treat for me because it's always been one of my favourite films of all time. Well, the basic plot is that a millionaire businessman, sportsman, Thomas Crown, is a handsome, dashing, cultured, adrenaline junkie. Out of boredom, he masterminds a five-man heist of $2.66 million from a Boston bank, and with the getaway driver dumping the money in a quiet cemetery trash can. Let's start off with when he meets up with the driver and tells him how to organize his part of the heist, giving him money to buy a vehicle, da-da-da-da-da. This is Room Service.
Thank you.
Ever actually meet Crown face to face, nor know or meet each other before the robbery. Crown retrieves the money after secretly trailing the drop. He deposits it into a number bank account in Geneva over several trips to avoid drawing undue attention to his actions. This is the heist. As I said, the heist takes place, and then he basically takes the money to the cemetery, and it's, the actual track is entitled Cash and Carry. Quite appropriate. Let's hear it. Switzerland. Independent investigator Vicky Anderson, played by Faye Dunaway, is contracted by the bank's insurance company to investigate the heist. She will receive 10% of the stolen money if she recovers it. Was speculating that whoever planned the robbery was familiar with the bank's routines because he had an account there, and that the stolen money had been spirited away to Switzerland. Okay, we're going to play something which is not in the film, but we were hearing the actual track "Windmills of Your Mind" by Noel Harrison in the later moments of this production, this presentation, I'm sorry. But I'm going to play you now Michel Legrand's French version of Windmills of Your Mind.
Comme une pierre que l'on jette dans l'eau vive d'un ruisseau et qui laisse derrière elle des milliers de ronds dans l'eau, comme un manège de lune avec ses chevaux d'étoiles, comme un anneau de Saturne, un ballon de carnaval, comme le chemin de ronde que font sans cesse les heures, le voyage autour du monde d'un tournesol dans sa fleur. Tu fais tourner de ton nom tous les moulins de mon cœur, comme un écheveau de laine entre les mains d'un enfant, ou les mots d'une rengaine pris dans les harpes du vent, comme un tourbillon de neige, comme un vol de goéland sur des forêts de Norvège, sur des moutons d'océan, comme le chemin de ronde que font sans cesse les heures, le voyage autour du monde d'un tournesol dans sa fleur. Tourner de ton nom tous les moulins de mon cœur. Ce jour-là, près de la source, Dieu sait ce que tu m'as dit. Mais l'été finit sa course, l'oiseau tomba de son nid. Et voilà que sur le sable, nos pas s'effacent déjà. Et je suis seul à la table qui résonne sous mes doigts, comme un tambourin qui pleure sous les gouttes de la pluie, comme les chansons qui meurent aussitôt qu'on les oublie, et les feuilles de l'automne rencontrent des ciels moins bleus, et ton absence leur donne la couleur de tes cheveux. Une pierre que l'on jette dans l'eau vive d'un ruisseau et qui laisse derrière elle des milliers de ronds dans l'eau, au vent des quatre saisons, tu fais tourner de ton nom tous les moulins de mon cœur.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back as we continue with the Thomas Crown Affair from 1968, featuring Steve McQueen and Faye Dunaway. Well, whilst the investigator is talking with the police about how to track down the perpetrator, we see Steve McQueen as the character of Thomas Crown sort of going home, feeling good after what he's achieved, you know, making it happen, as we listen now to A Man's Castle.
Thank you.
nice and sweet. Well, a game of cat and mouse ensues, which spurs both a physical and emotional attraction that soon evolves into an affair. This complicates Vicky's vow to find the money and help detective friend Eddie Malone bring the perpetrator to justice. Well, a reward offer entices the wife of the getaway driver, Erwin Weaver, to inform on him for $25,000. That's about $167,000 in today's money. Well, Vicky finds out that he was hired by a man he never saw, but whose voice he heard via microphone. She tries putting Erwin in the same room as Crown, but there is no hint or recognition on either part. And then, of course, you've got to remember that he plays polo.
We'll be right back.
Well, while Vicky is clearly closing in on Crown, even using the Internal Revenue Service, IRS as we know it, as leverage against his liquid assets, he forces her to realise the extent of her conflicted emotions. When she seemingly persuades him to negotiate an end, Eddie Malone stubbornly refuses to make any deal, leaving her torn between the men, her convictions, and her heart.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Featuring music from the movie The Thomas Crown Affair, 1968. Well, we're getting to the nitty-gritty now, and of course this affair blossoms, and we have some really nice pieces of music coming up. His Eyes, one of the variations, we've got several in the program today, and of course The Chess Game. It's all coming next.
His eyes, her eyes, warm and quiet lovers, gazing, drowning, lost in what they see. His words, her words, strangely unrevealing. Question, answer, careful as can be. What they say with their eyes, how they give themselves away with their eyes. They betray with their eyes everything they are. Is it just in a kiss that their fences turn to dust? In a kiss, oh, they must, in a kiss, promise their tomorrows. His move, her move, is it now or never? Heaven hidden could be theirs forever. For his eyes and her eyes
Thank you.
Fair is certainly blossoming, joining sort of a visit to his unfinished beach house and going across on his beach buggy, and great fun, and also of course going out and enjoying their life together. Well, it's all going to change, isn't it? But before that, he notices that he's being tailed. He sees the surveillance outside his rather lovely house, and he decides to do something about it. It becomes the Boston Wrangler as he sort of goes out on the tiles and does something to the guy who's looking to find out as much as he can about him, and ends up being arrested for drunken driving. Here we go. Welcome back. As we get close to the end of this wonderful, wonderful movie's music, the Thomas Crown Affair. Well, the plot continues. Crown organises another robbery after he's sort of just before he takes himself up in his wonderful, wonderful glider. Yeah, Gladys plays that song, Windmills of Your Mind, coming next. Well, he organises another robbery exactly like the first with different accomplices and tells Vicky where the drop will be because he has to know for sure that she is on his side. The robbery goes off like clockwork.
A wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on a never spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone. Like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway and a fragment of a song. Half-remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the colour of our hair. A circle in a spiral, a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning reel. As the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
Windmills of Your Mind, composed by Michel Legrand, sung by Noel Harrison, won that Oscar for the best song that year at the Academy Awards. Well, choosing her loyalty, Vicky and the police stake out the cemetery where they watch one of the robbers make the drop, then lie in wait to ambush Crown. However, when his Rolls-Royce arrived, he sent a messenger in his place with a telegram inviting her to either bring the money and join him or keep the car as compensation. Reflectively smiling at him, eluding a trap, she soon realizes that she had revealed her hand yet gained nothing in return. Tearing the telegram to bits, she strews the pieces to the wind, tearfully staring at the sky while Crown escapes unruffled overhead. As this music plays it out.
Thank you.
as she looks up into the sky, the aeroplane with Thomas Crown in it looks down as the credits roll. Well, that concludes our presentation of the Thomas Crown Affair. I hope you enjoyed it, but I'm going to go out to sort of fill the time with a couple of variations of His Eyes, Her Eyes, which sort of sum up the beautiful music from the composer Michel Legrand. Thanks for your company. Enjoy. Talk to you next time.
Listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.